True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you remember at the very beginning of a baseball season, always look at the over-unders. Everyone's like, I'm taking the over. I'm taking the under. Taking the over. Well, with 17, 16 games to go in the baseball season, let's see where these teams are. The Yankees over-under was 91.5. For them to hit the over, for those out there that took the over, the Yankees need to go 12-5 in their final 17 games. And when you look at their schedule, especially once they're done with Detroit and Boston, assuming, you know, things go at least reasonably well against them, they do have a chance to get there because the rest of the schedule are teams that the Yankees can and have done a really good job of beating up on. They play the Twins. Well, I mean, let's be honest. They've been adopted by the Yankees. The Orioles, the White Sox, and the Orioles again. So I would say, even though 12-5 is a pretty good stretch, I'd almost feel pretty good that the Yankees are going to go 12-5 and hit the over.
I think you got to win three of the next four to make that safe.
If you split them, then you got to go 10-3 in the final 13 against those bad teams.
Even versus the bad teams, I feel like that's asking a lot right now.
Did you see what they did prior to the tough schedule?
But hear me out. If at some point in that stretch, the division officially becomes lost just because the Blue Jays win enough and you get mathematically out, what are the Yankees going to do the final weekend?
Well, that is true, but I'm also going to go under this, guys. If they play to a mark that gets them close to 12-5, they're at least going to be in it till the very end on catching Toronto for the AL East.
All right. Potato, potato.
Do the Yankees hit the over, Sean?
I think they do.
Oh, so you agree with me?
Yeah, I think they do.
After all that.
Yeah.
You think they go 12-5 in their last 17, Teague?
No.
Yeah. I can feel it.
No, they're not hitting the over.
Now, the Mets situation. The Mets over-under was 90.5. For the Mets to hit the over, they need to go 14-2 in their final 16 games.
Right.
Do you think, Tiki, they're going to go 14-2?
No chance.
hey, Tommy.
I mean, maybe 2-14.
Wow. You think they have a better chance to go 2-14 than 14-2?
No, they're not going to do either. I think they're going to go 8-8.
Okay.
Feel like an 8-8 type team.
Wow.
Right now, they don't feel like an 8-8. They feel like a 6-10.
Yeah. They've lost five in a row. They don't feel like an 8-8 team at all.
Right.
You think they go 14-2, Tommy?
It's going to be a little bit of a sweat. But I think that they clear the number and go over in the season.
Positive Tommy.
14-2 is asking a lot. That's why I said this yesterday, and I stand by it. There's nothing the Mets can do that's going to make this regular season a success. It's over. It is what it is. Like, they're going to win something in the mid-80s. Even if they make the postseason, like, yes, there's a new life in the postseason. You have a chance to erase everything. But in terms of the regular season, it will go down as a disappointment. Now, the beauty of baseball is you have a chance to erase that. You have a chance to eliminate that with a hot October, but they are well on their way to a regular season that will feature fewer wins than a year ago. And if they make the playoffs, the same playoff positioning as a year ago.
Interesting.
That's where they're headed.
Well, that just tells you anything could happen and they can get to the NLCS.
They could. Right. Win the World Series while they're at it. Or they can lose two straight games meekly and it all ends. 888-808-1019. Tony is in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Good show.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Just three quick points. I killed it with the Colts last week on the Dolphins. I think Indiana Jones is going to give Bo Nix is going to have beaten this weekend as well. You know, I don't know why President Trump has to go to Yankee Stadium. It's just his narcissistic way.
They're honoring the victims and the heroes of 9/11. So I understand,
I get that.
But I understand it. Just like I understood why Bill Clinton was at Shea Stadium in 1997. All right. I say is when presidents travel, they cause it to be a pain in the ass for everybody else. And so
yeah.
I get it. It's not. I disagree with why is he there. I get why he's there. I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking, mm-hmm. which is when a president travels, it affects all of us. And I get the security. The security's needed. But my God, if it takes 4 hours to get into a Yankee game, that's a pain in the ass.
To that point, I'm not going to make this a political thing, but him kind of lumping this Charlie Kirk.
Well, hold on. Let's not make it a political thing then, because we're not going to talk about it. I mean, I'll talk about it privately with you, or maybe we'll do a podcast. We'll call it the James Buchanan. But we're not. Like, the beauty is we're going to distract you. So I understand you have a political opinion. I have one, too. Not the place. But we appreciate the call. Eli is down in AC. What's up, Eli? Eli going once.
What up, Eli?
Eli going twice.
You there?
Yeah, I'll tell you why the Mets. You hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Yeah, I think the Mets are going to win the World Series this year, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead.
You like that.
Yeah.
So, I think they're rock bottom right now. I think their only way to do anything right now is to go on a hot streak. And you know what that means when a team goes on a hot streak going into the postseason, and that's it. World Series champion.
Mm. Well, basically
what Eli said was that the only way they're making the playoffs is if they get hot. And so they're going to get hot, make the playoffs, and then win the World Series.
But here's the thing.
Whole damn thing.
But they don't have to necessarily get hot to make the playoffs.
They got to do something.
To win a few games.
They got to do something other than drinking this iced tea that they've been drinking for the last 3 weeks.
That is true. I'll never forget when you talk about hot teams, and they didn't win the World Series, but they got there, was the Rockies. You guys remember the Rockies in 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just didn't lose for the final few weeks of the year, and then it kept going and going and going to where they were sweeping everybody. Like, they swept the Diamondbacks in the NLCS, and before you know it, they were in the World Series, and they were actually cold because they had so much time off. So I get it, like, get hot at the right time, but what I'm waiting for and what we're all waiting for is, when are they going to get hot? Now, there's an assumption, and I think basically Carlos Mendoza's alluded to this for weeks now, the talent's in the room. Pete Alonso alluded to it, that comment I read a few minutes ago. Everyone thinks they're good enough to go on a run, but you got to do it. Like, we're waiting for something that we haven't seen for months. So I appreciate that belief by our last caller, and I'm certainly not going to tell you it's impossible, because of course it's possible. There's just no evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
It's purely hopeful. That's all it is.
Yep.
And I want to be hopeful too, but I'll tell you, when they get their asses beaten every single night, which has been the case now two nights in a row against the Phillies, it's very tough to muster up that confidence that all of a sudden they're going to get hot and they're going to slay the best teams in baseball. I'll tell you what is becoming obvious, though. If the Mets make the playoffs, their path is becoming clear. They're going to be the third wild card team.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, while I think they're going to still hold on and win the NL West, they're not going to get a first-round bye. So I think if the Mets make the playoffs, it's becoming more obvious by the day that their first-round opponent will be the same team that eliminated them last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, but that actually might be a good thing because the Dodgers are flawed right now.
I agree.
And so if you play the Dodgers in the wild card and you beat them, that can be the catalyst to do what Eli just said.
I would rather play the Dodgers in the wild card series than the league championship series.
Yes.
Because I would rather play the team that's better, and I think the Dodgers are, despite their flaws.
Get them out of the way.
In a shorter period of time. Like, pulling off an upset in a best of seven, to me, is more difficult than pulling off an upset in a best of three.
Mm.
Which is another reason why the Yankees need to win the division. Because I could sit here all day and tell you how much better they are than the Red Sox, which I've said, or the Mariners, or the Rangers, or whomever they play, in a best of three? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'll take this to the extreme level.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In a best of three series, the Chicago White Sox could advance. And you know, I respect that you're laughing. Look at baseball. Bad teams win three-game series all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we shouldn't act like it's that crazy, because it's really not.
No, it's not at all.
Like, if baseball ever got stupid and said, we're going to send everyone to the playoffs, y'all make the playoffs, participation trophies for everybody, there'd be 95 lost teams that would win rounds.
I do have to push back on something. It's going to be really hard. Let's not pretend the three-game series in the regular season where these bad teams play are managed and approached the same way as opposed to...
I know they're not. I'm not saying that they are.
The handling of the bullpen, you won't just leave guys out there to rot for six innings and eight innings if it's a blowout. Like, you're going to fight. It's a different way. I can't buy that the White Sox would win a playoff series.
But when...
No, he's just saying that as an example. Yeah. He's just saying that it's anything... Baseball, anything can happen.
That's... Okay.
And on that's all he's saying.
Well, and also,
and you can't disagree with that, because anything can happen.
Like, I get that we'll be managed differently. I completely agree with you. It's a part of an advantage I think the Mets would have once in the postseason. But where I would disagree with you is, do you think that every time a bad team won a series, it was because of lackadaisical managing?
No, but I do think that versus bad teams, managers make select, you know, lineup decisions and choose to give guys off days that affect the entire game and series at times.
No, I agree with that, but, like, I'll pull up a random one. So the White Sox beat the Astros 2 out of 3 earlier this season. And in game one, they beat up Framber Valdez.
Right.
That could happen.
No,
you know what I mean? Like,
I get what you mean. I'm just saying you're gonna play your A lineup all three games. It's different than the regular season.
I think there's a greater chance you won't lose, but I still think there's a chance you will lose, which is why, if you're a good team, which the Yankees are, unfortunately, the Mets missed the boat, I'd rather win the division. Remember the talk from people saying I'd rather play in the wild card round because you lose momentum? That's crazy to me.
I agree with you. That I agree with you. No doubt about it. By the way, the Yankees do have a new leadoff hitter tonight.
Oh.
I think somebody hitting leadoff for the first time this year.
Jazz?
Now, if you remember, at the beginning, before you give the answer.
Get on the board, Jazz. Come on.
At the beginning of the season.
Get on the board, Jazz.
We all made predictions on who would lead off most for the New York Yankees because there was no obvious answer. And so, yes, Tiki Barber's guy was Jazz Chisholm to do it the most times. My guy was Jason Dominguez, who did it a handful of times, but forget Jason Dominguez. He doesn't even play anymore. Sean's pick was Cody Bellinger.
Anthony Volpe.
Wow.
Who has also not done it at all.
And Tommy's pick was a good one. It was Paul Goldschmidt. And Goldie's done it the second most times after Trent Grisham, who has done it the most. So we have taken a very keen interest in who's going to lead off the most.
I can guarantee none of us would have thought to pick this guy before this.
Oh, interesting.
Hold on. I want to guess now.
Judge?
No one would have. He's not on the team. He wasn't on the team. It's a guy they acquired. Jose Caballero.
Wrong answer.
Ryan McMahon.
Wrong answer.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Wrong answer.
Who the hell is it then?
Tonight's leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees is Austin Slater.
What?
Didn't you say yesterday what the hell happened to him?
Yeah, and then he came in and pitched last night, and now he's here.
Oh, I think I know what's going on. They're facing an opener. And the opener they're facing, if I'm not mistaken, is a left-handed pitcher. So I think what's going on here is Aaron Boone saying, oh, yeah, okay, you want to do an opener? Okay, great. I'm going to give Austin Slater his one at-bat, because literally it's going to be one at-bat. He'll hit the lefty, and then later in the game, I'm going to pinch hit for him. That's what's going on.
Okay. Well, there he is, leading off tonight for the New York Yankees.
You are
that's,
right.
That's some gamemanship right there.
It's smart, though.
Of course it is.
Like, you know.
You're just flipping what's going to happen later.
Yeah. And you know what? Austin Slater's going to get his one at-bat in the first inning. So if you're going tonight's game, a couple of things. Number one, leave early because the president's going to be in the building, so there's going to be a lot of security. And the Yankees are reminding you that gates are going to open early. That's number one. So that's advice number one. Go early.
And don't worry if you're late because... Because you're not going to care about the first batter.
That's right. If you miss the bottom of the first inning, who cares? It's Austin Slater. But if you're scoring the game, write Austin Slater's down his name down a little small because it's going to be replaced by somebody else in the third or fourth inning. That's my prediction. Can you give us the rest of the lineup while you're at it?
Yeah, sure. By the way, that replacement could be Trent Grisham, who's not in the lineup tonight.
Oh, he's going to be.
Yeah. Austin Slater is leading off in left. Aaron Judge is back in right field, batting second. Cody Bellinger is the center fielder, batting third. Giancarlo cleans up the DH. Jazz at second, bats fifth. Paul Goldschmidt, the first baseman, bats sixth. Ben Rice is catching and batting seventh. Jose Caballero is at short, batting eighth. And Ryan McMahon, the third baseman, bats ninth.
You good with sitting Austin Wells? He had a home run last night. It's not a day game.
You know why? Yes, because Austin Wells has a home run once every 10 days, and he doesn't seem to piggyback it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think there's enough of sample size, and I like Wells, but let's be real. I've seen enough now where he has a big hit, and I fall into this trap. We play him a couple more times, and he goes back to slumping. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like the whole sticking with the hot hand thing. That's the only reason I jumped out of
it. I typically do, but I think we also now have enough of Austin Wells this year that has not been the track record.
I got you. It's the only reason it jumped out at me. It has nothing to do with the fact that Austin Wells is on my fantasy team, and now I got to go pick up a catcher. It has nothing to do with that. Let's go to Frank and Baldwin. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Kiki. How you guys doing? I love listening to you every day.
Appreciate it.
Diehard Met fan, a long time Met fan, 50 years plus. I didn't get excited all year this year because my team always lets me down. And I'm sorry. I don't want the Mets to make the playoffs. And I love these new pitching. I love the kids we got in the minor leagues. We got to get rid of all this garbage. I know Alonso's great. He wins you 20, 30 games, but he costs you 30 games. O'Neill got to go. Nero's got to go. We got to clean house. We got to get new pitches. Start bringing up the kids. Because even if the team makes the playoffs this year, what are they going to do next year? It's going to be worse. I don't know. I just think it's time to clean house.
How does Pete Alonso cost them 30 games?
Look at how many times he's come up with the bases loaded. He strikes out or double play.
That's not fair. He's been their most clutch hitter this season. The numbers back it up. That's not a fair statement. I have to call you out on that. I respect your fandom. Mm. I respect how long you love the team. And I respect the pain that you have in your voice. I do. But I'm sorry. You can't just say stuff that's not true. That's not been the case this season. Now, has he been slumping recently in big spots? Absolutely. But the guy carried him in the first months of the year. And if Pete Alonso didn't carry them in the first few months of the year, they'd be out of a playoff spot right now.
Because nobody was hitting there. It was all pitching. The pitching was carrying you.
Absolutely. It was Pete Alonso's clutch inning and starting pitching that was top-notch. I believe, and Yankee fans used to do this a lot, okay? So this is not a Met thing. This is actually the first time I've heard this from a Met fan. The idea that you would root against your team making the playoffs... Because in your mind, there's some major changes that are going to happen that are good for the franchise is idiotic.
But by failing, it just forces the team, David Stearns, to react in an irrational way.
Is that what you want?
That's what he wanted.
Well, what a
round. I don't think that works.
I would ask calmly, because I'm very calm right now, what do you think he's going to do if they miss the playoffs versus what he would do if they make it and they get knocked out in the division series? Well, like, do you think it's going to change everything about the offseason?
Well, the other question, Evan, is what would you have wanted him to do differently? If you're David Stearns.
From the offseason or the trade deadline?
Either. Mm-hmm. Or both, really.
Yeah.
What would you have done differently?
What I would have done differently is I never loved Cedric Mullins. Now, I'm not going to say I was screaming and yelling when they acquired him, but what I said about Cedric Mullins is he's not very good. That was okay, what I said about
was
him.
Was he an upgrade from Tyrone Taylor?
In theory, he was, but he wasn't. I didn't think he was an upgrade over Jeff McNeil, who was playing most of the time in center field.
Yeah, that confuses me because Jeff McNeil is he's a baseball player. Go play first base. I bet he figures it out.
Of course.
He's just that type of player. So if you have to sandwich him into center field for the entirety of the season, you're fine.
And if they were going to add a center fielder, and I know this sounds like Monday morning quarterbacking, but this looks bad.
Right.
You let go of Harrison Bader. You had a chance to trade for Harrison Bader. And now Harrison Bader, who's having a very good year and was having a very good year with Minnesota, is not only tearing the cover off the ball with the Phillies, he's torturing you as if he's Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Like, that looks bad. But my point to our last caller is, I don't think that the Mets missing the playoffs is going to give you this magic elixir.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't think, they're going to do this. What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to fire the manager. Here's what's going to happen to the manager. He's going to have a big mark on his resume. Like Willie Randolph, unfortunately, had after the collapse of 07. And that mark may eventually cost him his job. It's not going to cost him his job right away.
Right.
I'd be stunned if he was fired at the end of the season. But I think next year, if they struggle, yeah. So does that really make you feel better? Does that really work for you? So the idea of any Met fan, including our last caller, who, again, I respect him because he was coming from a nice, noble place. The idea that you think it's better to miss the playoffs is lunacy.
Also, that gentleman was a little older than you and I, Evan, but just remind the audience, we're 40 years old, or give or take. How many times have the Mets made the playoffs in our lifetime?
Oh, off the top of my head, let's do this. 99,
you don't have to take
2000, 2006,
yep.
15,
yep.
16,
yep.
22, and of course 24.
So the idea, it's not like we've gone to the playoffs the last like 30 years and they haven't won a World Series. They have an opportunity to do it for the third time in the last 4 years, and you don't want to do that in baseball where anybody can get in and win the World Series. We gave the example yesterday of the Texas Rangers. Just because you want to get rid of this administration. By the way, the administration that Mendy went to the NLCS in his first year and would be back in October, somebody in the newsroom, I won't call him out, said the exact same thing to me. Goes, I almost want them to miss it just because he doesn't like the vibe of the team right now.
But what does that do?
It's just you think that
it
you're going to get
do anything. You,
because they want pound of flesh. Remember Sean last year wanted the Yankees to miss because he thought there would be changes? That's different, though, because Boone and Cashman have been around
but
forever.
But I think it was stupid then, too. I got to tell you, that was dumb then, too.
I agree with you, but I can understand frustration of a fan base after 8, 9, 10 years. This is year two, and you're frustrated they went to the NLCS last year. It's a weird way to think about
this. I'm frustrated, but I can't root against my own self-interests.
Of course.
And missing the playoffs is against all of our self-interests. Like, if you're hoping that missing the playoffs is going to lead to Steve Cohen doing something absurdly awesome, I think you're mistaken. I don't think that's the case. So I want them to make the postseason. I'm watching every game with that pit in my stomach like it's an October playoff game because I want to get there. Imagine how disappointing it would be, and with all due respect, like, we'll talk Yankees, of course.
Right.
It's going to be depressing if the Mets aren't in the party and the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in a best-of-three wild-card series. All you Met fans, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and act like you're Red Sox fans?
Yes. You're
going to feel like the biggest losers on the face of the earth.
If you do that, you are a loser.
Of course you are.
As a Met fan, if you turn into a Red Sox fan, you are an utter loser.
I think it made sense in 04. I understood it. It even made sense in 2018 because the Mets were just so bad. In 2025, when the Mets had stolen Juan Soto from the Yankees and they had this huge payroll and they were cruising to a playoff spot all year, if they miss the postseason, don't bother with that loser JV garbage. Don't bother with it.
You know what the drum up is going to be. It will be, we played in a tougher league, so what? We missed the playoffs.
I didn't say that.
You didn't, but you will get an angle of that from the Met fan.
Let me tell every Met fan something. If they miss the playoffs, pipe down. You know what? To quote Archie Bunker, stifle it. Because honestly, it's the height of loserdom if the Mets miss the playoffs. It is. It's just the facts. It's worse than 07. It's worse than 08. And I still don't think it'll happen. But if it does, understand that the scarlet letter will be all over us. Don't fight it. Don't argue it, because you're even bigger loser if you argue it. The big L will be all over our faces. That's why I don't even need to wear an L. I don't have to wear an L. The L's going to be everywhere. It's going to be all over the place. Anyhow, let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on? Great show as always, guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to flip. I was going to talk Yankees. Is it okay if I flip to the Jets?
Of course. You talk about whatever the heck you want.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it, guys. You know, the first thing, I'm going to ask Tiki this, too. The first thing is about the Jets and the Justin Fields. You know, I was watching a couple of shows today on ESPN, and they said out of all the quarterback performances that they saw this week, all the ex-pros, they said the most impressed they were was with Justin Fields because he was making tight window throws that they didn't even think he could make.
No,
I don't know if you saw the same thing, Tiki.
No, I definitely did. You know, and Evan and I were talking about this earlier in the week. A couple of those throws were in harm's way. It was like, no. Oh, okay, great throw type of thing. But it was only two of them. Two out of the, what do you have, 17 completions or so? Whatever it was. All the other ones were buying time or released right on time. And the accuracy was what surprised me most specifically, because in the preseason, he looked like he didn't know where he was going with the ball, much less releasing it in an accurate fashion. And maybe the Steelers defense is overrated. I don't know. It's one game. I have no idea. But he was the biggest surprise from week one from the Jets standpoint.
I think a part of, too, why he was a surprise, and I'm not blaming beat reporters for doing it, even though Aaron Glenn took a shot during one of his press conferences this week where he said, hey, you guys dogged him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he called guys out. He said, you guys dogged him. But
they were just reporting what they saw.
Exactly. That's why I can't dog the reporters for saying, hey, here's what we're seeing. I dogged people who saw it and jumped to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why my stance was I don't know until I see a real game.
Right. And the only person that really did that was Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, you brought it on the air and I yelled back at you and said, dude, it's the preseason. It's training camp. But you acted like, hey, this is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He can't make this throw. He can't make this read. And my point to you wasn't a defense of him. It was, does it really matter?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the games. And through one game, and it is only one game. We got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Through one game, all of those reports and all of the opinions that were formed by those reports were a colossal waste of time.
Yeah, we'll see what he does against the Buffalo Bills. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, stream your local NFL game all season long. The kickoff this week is a juicy one between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, starting at just $30 for your first month. That's only $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, and I'm sorry, I will say this today. Their head coach once tried to pump his team up by saying they should communicate and be on the same page like the terrorists from September 11th. And maybe when you hear me say that today, it registers a little differently, but that's what that guy did. And he apologized if anyone interpreted it the wrong way. We didn't interpret the wrong way, coach. You're tone deaf. And I won't forget that. And I hope the Jets won't forget that when they win the game on Sunday. But more than the game, I cannot get over that Sean McDermott did that. And I can't get over the fact that no one ever talks about it again. Like, yeah, no big deal. Whatever. We all just move on. More on Jets Bills. And more on Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator of the New York Football Giants, pissing off the fan base. We'll tell you about what he's doing. Plus your calls at 888-808-1019. Did you know, Sean, that Al Dukes reviewed your Jackson Dart song you created?
Fight for your right to start Jackson Darty.
That's
finally,
right.
Finally made it way to Al's hands.
Yes. Now, of course, Al Dukes for many years at this radio station, Tika, did wonderful satire songs. Is that what they're called? Satire songs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, satire songs.
Close enough.
Something like that. Where
you get the gist.
Yeah, he had some classics. You know, licking himself with the
microphone. I like to lick my hands.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Or beat Tom Brady, things like that. So Sean, inspired by Al, but also inspired by his love for the New York Giants, debuted a song 2 days ago called Fight for Your Right to Jackson Darty. Something
Start
of that nature.
Jackson Darty.
Actually, can we play a quick clip from that song? Just so for anyone who missed it, Sean did write this song himself.
And he performed it.
He produced it. Actually, Paul Arzuman, who works here, produced it, but Sean sang it. So for anyone who missed it, Fight for Your Right to Party is just jumping up the charts.
No, Fight for Your Right to Start, Darty.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
What's the official name of the song, Sean?
Fight for Your Right to Start, Jackson Darty. It's wordy. Just deal with it.
Okay. Now I'm just saying.
Start Jackson Darty. You want to go with that?
So
right.
Before we get
you should have left out the Jackson.
Look, there are a lot of things you could have done.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fight for your right to start, Darty. Jackson Darty messes. It makes it too wordy.
You should have brought Tiki into the production meetings.
Right. You know all the new AI that Evan comes out with? You know who the co-producer is?
You.
That's me.
That's right.
All right. Well, look.
That's why they've gotten better, if you haven't noticed.
That's a good point. He's made them better. So before we tell you Al's review and even Boomer and Gio's review, here is the song, if you missed it, debuting 2 days ago to incredible reviews, Fight for Your Right to Start, Jackson Darty.
Woke up late on Sunday and you don't want to go. Keep asking Brian Dable, but he still says no. Theo dropped two passes and no plays work. Man, Russell Wilson treats the pressers like we're some kind of jerks. You gotta fight for your right to start, Jackson Darty.
All right. Now, before we play it, your guest, do you think Al Dukes gave him a thumbs up, down?
Definitely a thumbs up.
Well, I will say, and I did not know this, and I apologize as someone that's been here a very long time and as a loyal listener to not just Boomer and Geo, but before that, Boomer and Carton, and a big fan of Al's works. I didn't know, and he revealed this morning, he did a parody song to that Beastie Boys song, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Really? I don't remember that one.
It was related to Mike White. So I didn't know that. I don't think you knew that either.
Did not, no.
So it wasn't a ripoff with knowledge, is how I like to call it. Well, it's okay. Like it's a ripoff without knowledge.
Come on, all music is covering other music.
All right.
You realize that, right?
No, you're right. You're right.
And we also, let's be clear, while they might have only heard the song, we
celebrated Al before and after that song, saying it was a hat tip to what he used to do.
No, I understand,
and,
but
in your words, before Al got lazy.
That is true. When's the last time he's come up with a song? If it's about Mike White, that was still 4 years ago. So I didn't know that. So I say that just in case this may have tipped Al's opinions slightly in one direction. But here's what Al Dukes had to say about Fight for Your Right to Start Jackson Dardy.
The verses were very good, but when he got to the chorus, it didn't like line up correctly.
That's because okay.
So
put
not
the
great,
Jackson in.
But the verses were good.
It was the Jackson.
Okay.
That's an average review. That's like, this was good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The beauty of it, though, is it's okay if it doesn't line up and it's not perfect because it's meant not to be perfect.
Don't
meant to be
hopeful. Don't get defensive. I'm just playing you what else.
I'm not. I actually like that review from him. I respect that.
Do you want to hear Boomer's review?
Okay. I'm going to guess.
What are you going to guess?
I'm going to guess Boomer liked it and Gio thought it sucked.
Okay.
Knowing them and their temperament and their moods.
So Boomer's going to give you a thumbs up, and Gio's going to crap on it.
If I know them correctly, and I know their radio mind, that's my guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean looks up to both of these gentlemen. He's very nervous to hear what they had to say about his songs, Boomer and Gio.
That's an A-plus attempt. I didn't say it was
A-plus?
An A. Not as a finished product, but an attempt.
An A-plus attempt?
Yeah, I'll give him like a B on the overall product.
You're a big participation trophy guy, so I understand your A-plus attempt.
Yeah, it's me. Yep. I'm all about the participation trophy.
So that's all they said, then they moved on. So Gio never reviewed it, but you could tell by his tone he thought it sucked.
Okay, so I think my read was right, although that started feeling like it was about to be a compliment, and even, I don't know if it was.
And then he stopped because he got a bad look from, I think, Gio.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
I think he was saying that it was a great, and by the way, I agree with Boomer's assessment the most. It was an unbelievable attempt. I think the finished product is a B. I agree with that. I think his review is nailed. And then, are you offended by that?
No, how could I be offended by it at all? It was my first crack at it. I have been told, though, to go through the entire Beastie Boys album, and I think each week could become a new Beastie Boys song, you know?
Are you willing to work that hard?
Axe telling me, give me an F. Sabotage is an easy one, so we'll see what happens if they lose here.
All right, good work, Sean. Speaking of sabotage, I don't know if you've noticed this, Teak, but a lot of Giant fans are very upset with Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator. So
why would that be?
So on Thursdays, the coordinators speak.
Okay.
Right, that's when we get to hear from them. And he revealed on not on social media, he revealed it via his media sessions about his plans to use Abdul Carter at weak side linebacker with the injury to Micah McFadden. And that is angering a lot of Giant fans and making them again say Shane Bowen is the problem. Mm. So two things. Number one, your thoughts on Abdul Carter being used in that way. And do you think Shane Bowen deserves to be fired?
No. Fired?
Sorry, it escalated to such a high level.
What are you talking about?
There's a Twitter account called Fire Shane Bowen.
I mean, there's a Twitter account for everybody. There's probably multiple Fire Evan and Tiki.
It's
Bring
true.
Craig back.
Who runs that, Craig?
Yes, probably. But Abdul Carter, specifically, talking about him, he was already being used in multiple different ways. Obviously, he lined up as a lineman, as a three technique over the guard. Sometimes you'd see him as a stand-up backer in the well. You saw that particularly when he was spying Jaden Daniels in week one. Obviously, he gets on the edge and rushes as an edge rusher. And in today's NFL, a linebacker with his hand in the dirt is kind of still a linebacker. So he's already moving around. And if you're Shane Bowen in the New York Giants as a whole, you have to have your best players on the field as much as possible.
Yes.
And with the injury now to Micah McFadden, who was, you know, look, he's not a Pro Bowl type player, but he is a consistent, solid, read-react, good, really good linebacker. You got to fill that void. And Darius Muasau, who was, fifth round?
Sixth
round pick a year ago. He's a good player. Is he ready to step into that void? That left by Micah McFadden? I don't think so. And so you have to put your best options on the line or on the field. And so I hear what people are saying because they want him to, you know, put his hand in the dirt, get on the edges, and get after quarterbacks and get sacks. But you still got to try to win with your best players. So this doesn't bother me at all. And I don't think, I mean, we haven't heard from Abdul Carter, but I don't think that he's going to look at this cross-eyed and say, what are you doing to me? I think it's a great opportunity for him to get more plays. And if you want to be a great player, that's what you do.
The Giant defense in week one played reasonably well.
They did.
I think the disappointment, and maybe this is too harsh, but I think if the Giants are going to have success this year, it's going to be based on their defense being elite mm-hmm. or being really good.
Yeah, that's what we talked about all offseason. It's going to be their identity.
They have to make impactful plays. And right. I don't know if they did any of that on Sunday.
Well, like, they were good. They were decent. Burns did. Brian Burns had a couple of really impactful plays. I thought...
I'm also talking about turning the ball over, no, which is going to be a priority.
They didn't do that well.
And that's going to have to happen.
They forced Jaden Daniels into an intentional grounding to win the half on an
That is true. And that was an Abdul Carter play.
Yeah.
That was a big play. I get, you know what? That's an impactful play because that took points
now,
off the board.
Laramie right. Tunsil didn't get out of a stance, but still, it counts.
Doesn't matter. I agree with that because I thought, honestly, watching that game on Sunday, I never thought the Giants were going to win.
Yeah.
That was the only moment where I was like, whoa, okay, that could be a momentum change.
Yeah. I mean, there was one earlier, Cordell Flott cut under that first, or maybe it was like the third pass that Jaden Daniels threw. If he picks that off, it just, the tenor of the game is just different. And look, Washington probably still wins because I think they were the better team, but it just changes the complexion if you make that play. And I think that's part of the one of the issues. It was really the issue with Deontay Banks for his first two seasons. He was always in good position. He just never made the play, whether it was defending the pass or picking the pass off. When you get that opportunity, you can't, oh, I just missed it, and clap your hands and... You have to make that play if you're going to beat really good teams.
And I think for the Giants to beat really good teams, the defense is going to have to be the identity. So in game one against Washington, I thought it was good. Like, it wasn't a problem.
Yeah, not good enough.
It's not good enough. Yeah. It's going to have to be more impactful.
Almost against good teams, they need to be great.
Yeah.
Not good. They need to be great against good teams.
Are the Cowboys a good team?
To be determined.
I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think they're a championship team. But I think that because of, this is just my IFO opinion on them. Because of Jerry Jones and the noise that's made, because of the Micah Parsons trade, which I totally understand the anger around that, mm-hmm. I think the Cowboys are in a weird way for the first time ever being underrated. They're being treated like, oh, they suck. They don't suck.
No.
They're not even close to suck.
Right, but they're 0-1.
I understand they're 0-1, and they lost to the defending champions on the road in a game they should have won if CeeDee Lamb holds onto the football. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like. True. And look, losses are losses, right? The Jets are 0-1. Doesn't matter how you got there, but it's not like they got embarrassed.
No,
not like they lost 40-10.
Context matters. They get wrecked early in that game if Jalen Carter's playing.
No, so you can't do that, though.
Dude, they had running lanes because the Eagles had no tackle.
But it doesn't matter. He didn't play. Like, you can't alter history. He didn't play.
Look, I'm not making sure. I agree with you on the Cowboys, but just simply saying, well, they went out there versus the champs, and look what they did. You cannot argue that the Eagles' best defensive player got taken off the field the entire game.
It's not simply that. It's the Cowboys over the last few years, and I've said this a lot about them, because they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl and they haven't gotten to an NFC Championship game, they're almost treated like they're the Jets or Giants. They're not.
Dude,
they're good.
I agree.
And they're going to be good again.
I don't know if they're treated like that. It's just, it's so easy to hate and mock them when they fall short of their ridiculous expectations.
But hit on it. The ridiculous expectations. Who are set by whom?
Their owner.
Well, forget the owner. You're right. He does.
But that's nobody else.
But that's the distraction. Like, they won 12 games three consecutive years, and while they got knocked out in the playoffs and the wild card round in two of those 3 years, like, that's a level of success, and they're talked about as they're a bunch of bumbling idiots.
No, they're definitely not that. I can't even describe them because they're not average because they're better than average. They always make the playoffs.
They're good.
But they're just above average.
Well, I think it's the simple word. Like, I asked you, are they a good team? I think they're a good team. Mm-hmm. They're not a great team. Are they a Super Bowl team? No. Do they suck? No. Are they where the Giants are trying to get to? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we said this yesterday or 2 days ago. If you're the Giants, you wish you were the Dallas Cowboys.
Absolutely.
And had their playoff problems.
Absolutely. John is in Wantagh. What's up, John?
Hey, Evan.
Yo. What's up?
You change that name yet?
Change that name of what?
The podcast, man.
Never. Never.
What? Evan, you missed our big fight we had over that.
What was the fight?
He demanded I change the name of the Rico Bronya.
What's wrong with Rico Bronya?
Yeah, go ahead, John. Spout your crap.
He's a Philly, man. He's a Philly, bro.
Is he?
You're pissing me off again, John.
All right. I'll leave that alone. Let me get to my Mets point, though. You ready?
Yeah.
The Mets this year are a fraud franchise, and the general manager is the biggest fraud. And I'll tell you why.
Go.
Kiki, help me out with this. When have you ever seen a team in a pennant race bring up three rookies to save their season?
It's true.
Right, Kiki? Let's just say the Giants were 2-12, and they said to you, we want to bench you, Teak. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's say the Giants were 8-0, and they ended up 8-6, and the Giants came to you and said, Tiki, you're going to sit down because we're going to bring up another running back. We're going to sign a running back off the scrap heap. What would you do?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Okay, and now what if they said that to a wide receiver?
Well, he'd be divid.
Okay, so this is what the Mets are doing. They're basically telling us next year we're not going to make the playoffs, and if we do, this is what you guys got to look forward to. They're frauds, man.
First of all,
why don't they come out and say it?
You've described this so unfairly. You described everything they did unfairly. So the Mets are about to play the Texas Rangers. I will bore you, I promise, for no longer than 10 seconds. They are ravaged by injuries. So there's a guy on their team named Alejandro Osuna. They called him up. A guy named Cody Freeman. They called him up. They called up all these young players.
Yeah, because they got hurt.
Because they got, and they need to. Okay? And the Rangers right now are right there for a playoff spot, and a lot of those young players are helping them get to that point.
Yeah, but the Mets are doing it not because their starters got hurt. It's because their starters have stunk.
See, that's another phrasing that is accurate but not fair.
Okay.
Let me explain. You're right.
I'm just calling spade a spade.
No, but you're leaving something out.
You're calling a spade a heart.
No, I'm not. You left something out.
What did I leave out?
Did Jonah Tong make it impossible to keep him in the minor leagues?
It doesn't matter.
No, of course it does.
He was in the minor leagues.
No, but
double A, triple A pitching. You're pitching against batters that aren't going to even compare who he's going to face.
Now it's only two starts. Has he been okay so far?
Of course he's been okay.
Nolan McLean, was he not making it impossible to keep him at triple A?
Of course.
How's he looked at the majors?
He's looked pretty damn good.
So let's include that part because you're right. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong that Shaum and I didn't stink and Kodai Senga didn't stink. Like, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. But the part of the reason why the Mets called up three young players is it would have been neglect not to. They're both, all of them, top 100 prospects who are dominating at the minor league level.
Of course, and I'm not
so
knocking.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with that.
Well, he made it seem like there's something wrong with that.
No, he's making it seem like the Mets are desperate because they have no other choice. Could you keep running Kodai Senga out there?
No.
Could you keep running, I don't know, Shaun Manaea out there?
They are.
Yeah, you're right. They are. I can't even think of who the other example would be.
No, because the truth is, yes, the Met pitching's been bad. I can't deny that. But it's not like they called up some young kid who wasn't ready because that's desperate to me.
Oh, I agree.
Those three guys are ready. So why is that desperate? In fact, you could argue they should have done it sooner, which I was arguing. They should have. So if you agree they should have done it sooner.
I think we're arguing the same side of a coin.
Yeah, no, we are because you're phrasing it just like our last caller did to me in an unfair way. You didn't say anything wrong, Teak, but I don't think you painted the whole picture. Those three guys are top 100 prospects who made it impossible and neglect to keep them in the minor leagues. In fact, it was neglect that McLean wasn't up here early.
See, the problem is I don't know the other farm systems of the Phillies or any I'm trying to think of another National League, the Dodgers or whoever it is. I don't know their farm systems. And why aren't they bringing up their best prospects that happen to be pitching? The Dodgers need arms.
Do they have Nolan McLean at AAA right now?
I don't. That's my problem. I don't know.
I think they have Roki Sasaki right now at AAA, though, at 98.
Right. If I knew, I would give you the counterexample.
But it doesn't.
The other teams don't need to do that.
But it doesn't matter. Like, both things can be true. Yes, the Met pitching's been bad. Yes, they could use the infusion of starting pitching. But to dismiss it as that's desperate, I don't think that's fair because it was a mistake that they weren't here sooner. Those guys deserve to be up here. And we've seen countless examples of young players impacting pennant races. Like, part of the reason why the Yankees have a shot at the AL East is Cam Schlittler. A part of the reason why you guys got to the World Series last year with regular season success and postseason success was Austin Wells and Luis Gil. For the Mets, it was Mark Vientos. Young players matter. That's not desperate. That's smart franchises. So I have many issues with David Stearns. I'll lay them all out. One of my issues is not, well, he's so desperate he called these guys up. They were ready to be called up.
Hmm.
I don't think that's unfair.
No, it's not at all.
Thank you.
I'm just looking at the Phillies' top pitching prospect. Andrew Painter. Problem is he's pitching to a 5.2 ERA.
And he's coming off TJ.
Exactly. So yeah. He's not a good example. Let me see. No, Marlins. No. Blue Jays. Trey Yesavich. Trey Yesavich.
Hey, anybody? Guys, did you have Tiki going through minor league pitchers on your bingo card today?
No, and I blame you.
361. In Triple A.
Wow.
Hey, maybe the Blue Jays will call him up.
Trying to best the Yank.
Very good.
That last minute of Tiki is a sign the Giants need to score a touchdown.
We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.